Could I inherit my grandmother's illness? I've heard people say, I have migraine headaches because my mother had migraine headaches. Or, my mother's overweight, my grandmother was overweight, and my children are also overweight. Don't some people actually inherit physical problems?
What appears to be inherited tendencies is usually the law of attraction's response to the thoughts that you learned from your parents. However, the cells of your body are thinking mechanisms also, and your cells, like you, can learn vibration from those around them. However, when you identify a desire and you find thoughts that feel good, which indicate that you're in vibrational alignment with your inner being or source, the cells of your body will quickly align to the vibration of well-being that your positive thought has established. The cells of your body cannot develop negative tendencies that lead to disease when you are in alignment with your source. Your cells can only get out of alignment when you are. Your body is an extension of your thought. Your contagious, or so-called inherited negative symptoms, are supported by your negative thought and could not occur in the presence of chronically positive thoughts, no matter what diseases had been experienced by your parents.
So, if I hear my mother speak of her headaches and I accept that, then I can start having headaches myself?
Whether you heard it from your mother or from another, your attention to something you do not want will, in time, bring the essence of it to you. The headache is a symptom of resistance to well-being, which occurs when you hold yourself in vibrational contradiction to the well-being of your inner being. For example, worrying about work or feeling anger at your government can cause physical symptoms. You do not have to focus upon a headache to have one.
Well then, if I hear my mother complain of headaches, and I consciously reject that and say, well, that may be true for you, but that's not for me, does that in some way protect me?
It's always to your advantage to speak of what you want, but you cannot stay in alignment with who you really are and focus upon your mother's headache at the same time. Speaking of what you do want while looking at what you do not want does not put you in alignment with what you do want. Take your attention from the things you do not want to attract and put them upon the things you do want to attract. Focus upon some aspect of your mother that causes you to feel good, or focus upon something other than your mother that causes you to feel good.